Welcome back. Remember, if you bought a house anywhere but Santa Barbara, you didn't pay enough. Joining me for this segment is Service Master Anytime. I met them a long, long time ago when I had a house where a listing where it was a heavy smoker, and a fellow in my office introduced me to Pete. Pete's last name is
Miko.
Pete Miko, who is the owner, president of this company, started it, and well, I don't know if he started it, but he connected with me, and he's a great guy. And subsequent to that, I've used them occasionally for some major, like two-story window cleaning that would be very dangerous. You want to get someone who's licensed, bonded, and insured. Fortunately, I've never had to have them come in to do what we're going to talk about today, and that's the Grim Reaper division of Service Master Anytime, where they come in and do disaster restoration for major catastrophes. And we're going to talk about some of these catastrophes and maybe what some red flags that you can find and locate to try to avoid it. So welcome to Radio Real Estate. Joining me today is Justin Hagen, who is Director of Marketing, and Bob Finney, who's the administrator, also known as the old guy.
Correct.
Welcome. Thank you.
Welcome.
Belly
thanks
up,
for having
belly
us.
Belly up to the mic. So, something else I was going to say about.
I'd like to just point out, Mark, that our business is about restoration, which is a happy thing, not Grim Reaper, which is really sad.
That's true.
We put things back together and make people happy and put their lives back together for them.
So you're fighting the Grim Reaper.
Yes, yeah. That's much better.
We
are not the Grim Reaper.
You're not the Grim Reaper. Yeah, I don't know why I started with that. It just sounded funny. But the one thing I was going to say is that you want to, the red flags, you want to look for problems before they mushroom out of control. And of course, speaking of mushrooms, mold is one of the things that you deal with.
That's correct.
One of the first thing. So we've talked about mold in the past. So you want to take the ball on that and start with mold?
Go ahead.
Well, if someone has water damaged material in their home, they can call us. We always recommend strongly that they have an expert come and define what the real problem is. The expert would then write a protocol. Then we execute the protocol. Then the expert comes back in and verifies that the problem is 100% solved. They have the proof of it when the property changes hands.
So, and that's the key, is to get someone in. And a lot of times I see emails from agents, you know, they're always looking for someone who does this, you know, and someone who's good at it. Is it a conflict of interest? Do you, if someone calls you, do you have two or three guys that you could say, call them?
We know who the people are in Santa Barbara and San Luis Obispo County, and we give them the list of those people that come out and make the assessments.
We use the hygienist to do the testing specifically so that we aren't in a company position not to be in a conflict of interest, because you don't want your restoration company to come in and say, oh, hey, Mrs. Smith, you have mold. Oh, by the way, Mrs. Smith, we have to practically tear down your house. And then we take care of that. And then, oh, Mrs. Smith, we know it's all gone now. So what the hygienist does is they identify what kind of mold it is, what percentage is, and they test the air quality in the spaces in the house, outside the house, so they have something to quantitate against. And then they write the protocol, which is what we go in and clean to.
And then they write the protocol to mitigate the problem. And a person can call you and get a bid. And I imagine there are other companies competing with you?
Sure.
Yes.
And then what we do is we go in and we do the cleaning, we do the mitigating, we do the remediation, and then the hygienist comes back and tests. And if we don't have 100% clearance, we keep going. So in that case, we're not out there identifying the mold, and we're not also giving ourselves a clearance. We have a third party that'll do that.
Well, you realize there's an industry in California that's allowed to identify problem and mitigate it.
Oh, yeah.
And do you know what I'm referring to? Pest control companies.
Hmm.
Pest control companies. Home inspectors generally never want to get involved and just say, you know, find a problem and then bid on the job. So, well, you probably don't have this list handy, but I would love this list of people, and that you would hand, if someone calls you, you would
sure.
hand it to them.
Sure,
and
we can email it to you.
That would be great.
Just to go back, though, we're not required to use the hygienist in our industry to do that. That's an ethical decision we make as a company. because we don't want to be the people to identify the mold, write the protocol, and then say, good, we're clear. We want that third party.
Talking with Justin Hagen and Bob Finney from Service Master Anytime here in the Santa Barbara area, their website is servicemasteranytime.com or 963-1365. It's funny, I was watching TV last night and they had some commercial for Service Pro or something. I don't know if it's a national or regional, like a division or a chain or affiliate, whatever you call them. And they showed some guy in a room with like a half a foot of water and he was vacuuming it up. So it was just very appropriate that you were coming on today. So someone suspects mold, usually the nose is your first indicator, or you just, what's the story with mold?
Well, you can smell it. First of all, you're not certain what it is. So that's why I used the term earlier, water damage material. It's material that has had too much water over time and organic substances are growing.
Right. And so there's always a red flag. You never want to have something leaking. Mm. You keep water away from
exactly.
The house. You don't want to have something leaking in the house.
There's a lot of products in the house that are organic, like wood, and you get it wet, stuff can grow.
Right. Under sinks,
exactly.
Little drip.
Drywall is a really good food source for mold.
Drywall's dirt.
Yeah. Drywall's dirt?
Mm-hmm. Good dirt.
That's what it's that's how it's made, drywall. I guess they decided dry dirt wasn't going to be a good marketing name, so they went to drywall.
Yeah.
I've heard that. I heard that drywall, they just, certainly for termites. Shower stalls, another area where, mm-hmm. Whatever you did, the grout. How yep. do you avoid
mold,
this
mold
in the first place?
Mold is everywhere. It's if we didn't have mold, we wouldn't have anything in the world ever decompose. So we need mold. It's actually a good thing. But in the house, it's not a good thing.
You don't want it in the house. No. And so basically, keeping everything dry is going to help protect you against mold. Your shower, you can't keep that dry. Why does mold, do you have to?
Well, you can dry your shower after you're done.
Yeah.
And you can keep your bathroom ventilated.
There you go. Good ventilation is always a key. And maybe making certain that the caulking is sealed mm-hmm. properly so water
wiping
doesn't
down
get behind.
The walls when you're done.
Yeah, well, look, I'm a little, I'm monk-like in a lot of ways, but I don't see going that far.
This is not television, but yeah.
I'm not going to go that far. You had the best answer, is ventilation.
Ventilation.
We always talk about that with all the home inspectors, mm-hmm. and it's just definitely. So people clearly, you go mold or you go mildew,
Mildew is a form of mold.
It's really the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Really the same thing.
The funny thing about mold is mold will go dormant if it doesn't have a food source or a water source. But as soon as that appears again, it can come back. So, for example, during the rainy season in Santa Barbara, you may have some kind of a slow roof leak or window leaks or something like that. And you may have some mold appear. And then the summertime comes and we've got 6 or 8 more months of nice dry weather and it's gone because it goes dormant.
So I guess what you're saying, when you do remediation, you have to make certain
you
that
have to
you
get rid
cut
of it.
Far
yes.
enough into...
That's right. You can't just, bleach it because all you're doing there is bleaching it. You're changing its color on a drywall.
You got to cut it out. I know I deal with it, with the pest inspectors who have dry rotted wood that might be inside or outside, and they always have to cut far enough into fresh wood. Mm-hmm. But fortunately, I haven't really been on site for any... heavy-duty mold remediation. Joking in the introduction about how you're the Grim Reaper, but in fact you guys are the White Horse and you're actually battling the Grim Reaper. And before we came on the air, I was joking, do you actually create the problem? And you said you couldn't even hire enough people. It's that prevalent that there's so much work to be done. Talk about that.
Well, you have fires. You have fires, and then you have water damages, and then you have mold issues. And in a two-county area, there's, 600,000 people in the two counties, so there's plenty of work.
I've heard that the fire could be the least of your problem. It's the water to put out the fire,
right.
And then the subsequent, is that
With
true?
With every fire, there's always a water loss.
And if you don't have the water, then you don't end up having a structure. So they have to put it out, but once it's put out, you have to deal with the water damage. You have to deal with the immediate aftermath of the fire, and then you have to clean the air, then clean the area, and then rebuild it.
a lot of the issues where mold arise are people have a small water loss in their home, and without the expertise that we can bring to the table, they may not see where the water damage actually has gone to. They may not know, for example, if the wall right here has a water, you see, a couple of feet of water just out puddled here, but they don't necessarily know that it's gone up the wall. It may be on the other side. It may have gone down to the subfloor. And so if they don't have somebody look at it professionally, they may just clean it up, mop it up, and then in a couple of days or a week, they go, something's starting to smell funny around here. What is that?
Now, if people, it's usually Richard, if people call you and they have a problem, they have some water or some issue, and you look at it and they say, well, just, cut it out, clean it up. And do you always want to say to them, well, we think you should have a mold inspection spore? Or if they say, just do it, what's the fork in the road there?
Yeah, we do encourage, and then that's why we like to offer, we have a free service where we'll go out and do an assessment. We'll go out and talk to the homeowner so they can understand what potentially there is going on and make a recommendation, whether it's something where, they ultimately get to make the decision when we'll contract to work, whether they decide to hire the hygienist to come out and do a test, or they just want it gone, or however they want to deal with it.
Like maybe, let's say, a pipe burst and it just was an immediate flood. Boom. So there was no longstanding water. So they might just say, hey, look, just clean up the water.
Yeah, there's probably no need to go do any testing
right,
there.
Right.
Mold actually will grow after about 48 to 72 hours. It takes a little bit of time, but not much. So, you go away on a Friday night for a weekend up to Lake Tahoe, and you come back Sunday night, and your, refrigerator water line's been leaking since then, you might have an issue, but maybe not.
Are you suggesting that we go to Lake Tahoe?
Sure, that's a great idea.
I it's funny, when you started talking about going away for the weekend, I remembered a case where clients of mine went on vacation, and fortunately they had house sitters. And in the middle of the night, the washing machine hose that you pretty much always leave on, although if you're a monk, you turn them off when you don't use your washing machine, it burst. And fortunately, it was in the garage, but I've heard nightmare stories where these hoses, you always have it on.
That little tiny water line that's in your refrigerator for the ice cube maker and the water line,
yes,
that's like, a quarter of an inch pipe?
Yes.
That little guy can pump out about 3,000 gallons of water in a 24-hour period. So if you go to work at 8 o'clock and that thing broke and you get home at 5, that's 1,000 gallons of water that might have. And that kind of stuff happens all the time, which is what Bob was talking about. How much is that little pipe, Bob? 12-cent piece of material?
Right.
Keeps you in business. Now, it's generally plastic, but sometimes people use copper?
Sometimes use copper, stainless steel, threaded, too.
What would you use? What would you recommend? Copper?
I won't have one of those refrigerators myself.
Actually, yeah, I don't have water in my refrigerator. I have water in my refrigerator, not water to the refrigerator.
Yeah.
How do you have water in your refrigerator?
Just
bottled water?
Yeah, but it's a simple thing. You have somebody come in, and maybe your housekeeper moves your refrigerator to clean out that dust from the back and pushes it back and crimps that little hose,
and then
a week later it weakens.
When you go away, turn the water off to the house, turn down or turn off the water heater.
We lock the doors when we go on vacation. We just don't really turn off the water too much.
Right, and you're suggesting you could even turn off the water at the street.
You could, or you could have a turn off at the house.
Or usually at the house, you have your shut off.
Or you can have one installed. Simple.
Well, if you don't have a shut off, you should have one installed. Absolutely, absolutely.
I think
better
it'd be
yet,
wise.
Everyone in your family should know where that water shut off is, because too often something happens and grandma's babysitting, or they just don't know where the water turn off is. So we get calls a lot. Have you turned the water off? Oh,
gee, I didn't think of that.
Where is that?
That's a very good point. And every time we sell a house in real estate, you got the home inspector, and that's always a big thing to talk about. The gas shut off, of course, and you want to have that little wrench hanging there, make certain you shut off the gas. I did that. I did that when I went away. I shut the water off to my house, and I had someone come over to water some plants. So I had to tell them, turn the water on and turn it off. Then you got that washing machine. Do you turn the water off at the spigot to your washing machine?
when you go on a vacation?
Or I don't know how often.
I do not. It's out in the garage, and if it breaks, it'll run out into the lawn. But you can also get braided stainless steel piping for that.
I would recommend that. I bought that when I bought my house. I upgraded to the stainless, so it's really unlikely with those stainless that they're going
to
burst.
When I went and bought one stainless to replace the broken one, I got one, and the guy looked at me and said, "Why one? Get two." And I thought, "Oh yeah, hot and cold." So I got two.
You got two.
I was going to be stupid and just get one, leaving the other one rubber, which could have broke.
Right, right. So pretty much they're bulletproof. It's almost like hitting the copper line to your
they're
refrigerator.
They're better than the rubber.
Yeah, it's unlikely.
Right.
Yeah, but it's also those trickle and slow leaks that people are, you know, undetected, particularly like you were saying in the kitchen, maybe under the cabinets, under the sink, that's the kind of events that, you know, populates the mold growth.
Right, right. So, I mean, it just seems like all we've talked about is mold. Is that pretty much, you have smoke damage from a fire, and then you have water damage from the result of a fire or a leak, and that's pretty much the bulk of your business?
Well, water damage, most of our work comes from a water damage, whether it's from a fire or from a water event. Mold can be from another source or comes, you know, not necessarily from a water damage that we've done.
Right.
Someone else brings it to us. So they're not always related. So fire and water damage is the thrust of our work.
Right, right. My guests today for this segment, ServiceMaster Anytime. They've been a sponsor periodically on the program. My relationship goes back to many, many years, like I said, when I met Pete Miko. And you can visit their website, servicemasteranytime.com. And their phone is 963-1365. So basically, you can come out with a consult if you think you have a problem and you need some kind of free estimate. They have a separate division that will do, if you're a landlord and you need a major cleanup in between tenants, or if you have a home like I had a listing with these giant glass, you know, windows on a hillside house. So it was really dangerous. We didn't want to, you know, have the owner do it. And I don't remember what the cost was. It wasn't real expensive, you know, but, you know, you guys, it was an amazing job to the point where I had people walking in to the patio doors. And there was one door that was clear, right? There was a window next to a patio door and multiple people walked into it. I had to put masking tape up. On the give me your recipe for cleaning glass so I could clean my windows at home. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
I hope I never have to call you to come to my house to serve. In fact, once I think Pete did come out because I had a water heater leak, and I, you know, doing this program so many years and being a real estate, I was so paranoid. I had some kind of mold problem. I opened up the drywall myself and I was looking down at the wood. 2x4 at the base of your
faceplate,
and I saw some kind of coloring, and Pete came out and he said, "No, that's just what they treated the wood to prevent it from getting." But I was spraying it with bleach. It was insane. Thank you, ServiceMaster Anytime, ServiceMasterAnytime.com, 963-1365. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks.
Thank you, Mark.
Okay, Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We've got the third segment coming up here. We're going to get a chance to talk about the tale of two appraisals. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.